Blog Talk Radio. Hello, my brothers and my sisters in Christ. I am so glad that you're able to be with me on this day to just get into the Word of God together and see what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know, in this day that we're living in today, some of us haven't even taken time out of our busy schedules to even tell the Lord thank you. So before we even go any further, I just want you to raise your hand towards heaven and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for who you are in my life. I thank you for what you're doing in my life. And I thank you for what you're going to do in my life. I thank you for all the blessings of the past that you have provided for me. And I just want to just praise your mighty name on this, oh, sometime, you know, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sometime, you know, it is good to praise God. The Bible said, oh, if men would only praise God, only if men would just give him the glory and the honor due unto his name. Welcome on this day to Walking in the Light Ministries. My name is Pastor Herbert Graham, and I am excited that you have taken time out of your schedule to hear the Word of God on today. Truly, my brother and my sister, it is a blessing when we can open up the Word of God and read it and listen to it and share it with others. Because the Bible says, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. Yes, I know we are not all in the physical room together, but we're together in spirit. And in spirit is where the Lord lives. He said, there I am in the midst of you all. That means he's there to not only download revelation into my spirit, but he's there to download revelation into your spirit. Things that you may be needing at that very moment. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, even material blessings. Which lead us to our lesson on today. The topic of today's lesson is titled, Living in the Kingdom of God is Closer Than You Think. You know, living in the kingdom of God, some people say, well, how can I live in the kingdom of God? How can I know that I'm living in the kingdom of God? Oh, beloved brother and sister, it is closer than you think. It is closer than you think. We even have, all of us have may have read the scripture or have had it, someone quoted to us the scripture where Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The kingdom of God is closer than you think. A proper attitude we must have toward material things. And it must be based on the simple trust in a caring Father. And when we base our simple trust on a Father who cares for us, a Father who loves us, a Father who wants to see us do good in the desires of our heart, the things that we want to do, a Father who wants to give us good things. When we trust in him and believe in him and not get caught up in the nagging anxieties or the physical necessities of this life. You know, sometimes, my brothers and my sisters, this life can wear you down. The turmoil, can I get amen on that? The turmoil, the stresses, and the trials of each and every day can wear a person down. Our bodies get tired sometimes. Our bodies get tired from people bashing our name in a negative way, speaking all kind of lying and evil manner against us. We get tired. Sometimes, even in this lifetime, the cares of this world will try to bring a man or woman down. And Lord knows the day and times that you're listening to this message, the day and times that we're living in. Truly, these are some trying times, my brothers and my sisters. We're seeing all kind of evil on every side. Death is all around us. And some of our families, death have even knocked on the door. Trouble on every side. And how can you say to me today, Pastor, that the kingdom of God is closer than I think? When all this is going on around me, how can the kingdom of God be that close to me and I not see it? You know, Jesus said it like this. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation. In this world, in the natural world, in the physical world, when we cut that television on and watch our so-called favorite news channel, it's preaching tribulations, persecution, and peril in our life. It's speaking all kind of propaganda. We don't know if they're telling the truth or is they lying to us. And you know the sad thing about that, my brothers and my sisters, is the fact that they are doing it with a straight face looking into that camera. My. And you don't think, for one minute, those ones out there deceiving us and lying to us, you don't think for one minute that God doesn't see that? You don't think for one minute that every idle word a man may speak or every evil deed a man may do, they're going to have to give an account for that? See what I'm trying to show you on today, my beloved brothers and my sisters, is that God sees all, and that his kingdom is closer than you think. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to ask you to get your Bibles, and we're going to be looking in the book of St. Luke. The book of St. Luke, we're going to be looking at the 12th chapter. Glory be to God for the great things that he has done, is doing, and going to do. Amen. Luke, the 12th chapter. But before we read the word of God, I would like for you to go with me in a brief word of prayer. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we come to give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. We realize that without you, we are nothing, we can't do nothing, and we cannot achieve anything. And we come glorifying your name, magnifying you in this hour, knowing that you are good and you are good all by yourself. And Father, we ask you right now that as we get ready to read your word, we ask you to open up our eyes that we may see. Give us ears that we may hear. And give us a heart that we may receive from your word on this day. Spirit of the living God, we ask you to have your way. Give us fresh rhema from heaven as only you can. And we want to thank you on today. Right now we serve notice to Satan and his demons. Satan, the Lord rebuked you and your demons. Every evil deed, every evil work, every evil assignment, we cancel it now in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. And the people of God is free on this day to serve God and receive from God and give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. It is in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. And we plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In Luke, the 12th chapter, remember now, the title of today's message is Living in the Kingdom of God is Closer Than You Think. In Luke, the 12th chapter, we're going to begin reading at the 22nd verse. Luke chapter 12, verse 22. And this is Jesus speaking to the people of that day, his disciples and many that was following. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barns, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies of the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Are you listening, beloved? Father knows that you have need of these things. Verse 31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And this is the verse that tonight's message is titled around. Verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I'm going to read that verse again. Verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Today we're talking about living in the kingdom of God is closer than you think. Now we know that Jesus Christ is not a man that he shall lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Jesus is telling us here that it is the Father's good pleasure to give unto us his kingdom. You know, the thing I like about the Father is the Father loves to share. The Father loves to share not only some things, but the Father loves to share everything that he has. He loves to share it. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not die, but have everlasting life. It says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. God the Father is a sharing Father. He loves to share all of his goodness. He holds nothing back. He shares it with his creation, the ones whom he made after his image and his likeness. He loves you. He loves me so much that he's willing to share. I want you to catch that, beloved. Glory be to God. He's willing to share everything in his kingdom. You see, you don't serve a stingy God. You don't serve a sometime God. If you're serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you're serving the God who's the God of the living and not the God of the dead, if you are serving the God that I am who I am, if you are serving the God who is Alpha and Omega, you don't have a stingy God. There's nothing too good that he won't share or even give to the ones he loves. Nothing too good. That's why our faith, hear me, beloved, it's so vital, important to us. It is more important than you can ever imagine or think. Because if the enemy could get you to try to steal the measure of faith that God has given unto you, to get you to doubt the loving Father, the good Father that he is, to think that God won't do that for me, God won't bless me with that, God won't save my soul, God won't deliver me from this addiction. If the enemy could get you to think that, beloved, he got you right where he wants you. See, the kingdom of God is a kingdom that's so close to us that you have to see it the way he wants you to see it. Now, it will manifest itself in your life if you allow it to. But first, you got to see it. Jesus came on the scene after he was led in the wilderness by the Holy Ghost to be tempted of the devil. And as he came off of that 40 days that he was tempted of the devil, and he began to start his ministry, the first thing Jesus spoke about after he, when he started his ministry, he told them to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You hear that, beloved? He said, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. What the Lord is trying to show you and show me, you can't get into the kingdom of God unless you repent. You can't have the things of the kingdom of God unless you repent of your sin, of your disobedience towards a holy God. He said, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. That means the kingdom of God is near you. Now, when he was walking, they didn't see the kingdom of God walking behind him with the angels marching in order behind Jesus when Jesus was walking. They didn't see the great God's throne following Jesus everywhere he went. They didn't witness that in the natural. But Jesus said, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. He was revealing to them that they are closer to the kingdom of God than they think. That repentance is the way into the kingdom of God. See, I can't hold on to my sins and think I'm going to enter into the kingdom of God, because guess what? In the kingdom of God is a holy place. It's a holy place. It's a place where there is no corruption. It's a place where it's purity, where God is allowing you to enter into. The most holies of holy. The Bible tells me when Jesus was on the cross, and right before he gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. That means the work that the Father had for him to do to redeem mankind back unto the Father. He said, it is finished. And the Bible said at that moment when he gave up the ghost, that the veil in the temple where men would go in and worship the holy God, say the veil was rent from top to bottom. Therefore, they had a certain standard where only one priest was allowed to go into the holies of holies. It was called the Day of Atonement. And even when he went in there, if he didn't repent of his sins prior to going in there, he wouldn't make it out. And they would have to tie a rope around his leg at the bottom of the tassels of his robe. They would tie a rope around his leg. So if he did die in there, they would drag him out by that rope, because nobody dared to go behind the veil. Because that was the holies of holies. That was where God was dwelling with man here on this earth. The presence of God was so powerful behind there, you had to come in there with the right attitude. You had to come in there with the way God wanted you to come in there. Not your own way, but the way God wanted you to come in there. And of Aaron, who was the high priest, at that time, if his heart was not in the right place, he dared not go behind that veil, because he would not have made it out. But the Bible tells me that the veil was rent from top to bottom. Glory be to God. So now there is no need for a man to go back there and make a sacrifice for you or for me. Because what Jesus Christ has done on the cross, he has opened that way up to now you can go before the throne of grace and attain mercy and find help in the time of need. Jesus done that for you. Jesus done that for me. So he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He was letting them know that the kingdom of God is near you. And then a little while longer, after he gathered his disciples up, he was sharing with them when he was sending them out to preach to the Jews. He said, not in Matthew chapter 10, he was telling them, go not the way of the Gentiles, but go to the lost sheep of Israel and preach the kingdom unto them. Preach the kingdom of God unto them. Well, I thought the Jews was following the ways of the Lord. I thought the Jews knew what the kingdom of God was. Well, if they knew what the kingdom of God was and where it was and where it is, why Jesus is telling his disciples to go to them and preach the kingdom unto them and let them know that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's available to whoever wants it in this earth. Our Father is a good Father. our Father loved to share not only what's around him, but he also liked to share himself with us. Living in the kingdom of God is closer than you think. Jesus also told us, he said that in Luke chapter 17 and verse 21, he said that the kingdom of God is in you. I'm talking about the ones who have confessed their sins and believe in their heart that God has sent his son to die on a cross for them. In place of them for their sin. And on the third day, God the Father raised the Son up. And they confess that and believe it in their heart. The ones who have received Jesus Christ. He's saying the kingdom of God is within you. I bet you didn't know that, beloved. Amen. I bet you didn't know that the kingdom of God is in you. See, the kingdom of God is closer than you think if you are a redeemed child of God. It is closer than you and I think. Now, the kingdom of God, the divine rule in human hearts. It rules our hearts. It rules our lives. And it rules our situations. This was a prominent theme in Jesus' teaching. Jesus said, if you're going to live in this kingdom, it must be in your heart. It must be in your lifestyle. And it must be in your situation. That means when situations come to you, you got to deal with that situation according to how God tells us to deal with that situation. And Jesus, when he was teaching this to the people of that day, he began to do and to teach the kingdom through the Holy Spirit's power. Through the Holy Spirit's power, Jesus taught this to the people of that day. And it was written down for you and for me. Thank God that someone took the time to write down the teachings of Jesus. Thank God that the Bible is the inspired word of God to not only share with them back in those days, but share with us in this present time, and to share with those who may come after us. Paul said in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17, he says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say that again. Romans 14, verse 17, Paul says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen, my beloved brothers and sisters. You see, when we live in the Holy Spirit, we got to live in a righteous way. When we live in the Holy Spirit, we got to live in a peaceful way. When we live in the Holy Spirit, we got to live in a joyful way. That's why when we read earlier in Luke chapter 12, when Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what shall you eat, neither for the body, or what shall you put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. See, Jesus was giving us a profound truth that in order to live in the Holy Spirit, we can't get caught up in what the world is doing. We can't get caught up in how the world is acting. We even got to watch ourselves, how we wear our clothes and not like the world wear their clothes. Today, pretty much many of the worldly people pretty much taking their clothes off. And the ones who are not taking their clothes off has pretty much got them hanging off the off of them. But see, we must live in righteousness and in peace and in joy in the Holy Spirit. You say, how can I have peace when all hell is breaking loose around me? You say, have peace. You say, have peace. How can I have peace when everything seems to be falling apart? You can have peace. Hear me, my brother. You can have peace. Hear me, my sister. When you're living in the Holy Spirit. See? Because when you're living in the Holy Spirit, He will give you that peace in the midst of the storm. When you're living in the Holy Spirit, He will give you joy. When you should be crying, you will be praising. When you should be sad, you will allow it to turn into a praise dance. Because now you know you have a Father who cares for you and who is sharing His blessings upon you. You may not see them at that very moment, but you know they're there. And you know they're going to manifest themselves in your life. The same way you know if you go to that job and you work Monday through Friday, you expect at the end of that week to receive a paycheck. You got enough faith to believe that paycheck going to be there. Why don't you have enough faith to believe that the Father is going to come through for you in the midst of that situation? In the midst of that trial, in the midst of that turmoil that might be going on in your life. Paul said in Romans 14 and verse 18, he says, for he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. He said that if we live in righteousness, in verse 17, if we live in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, if we live in righteousness and peace and joy, and if we serve and we do this in the Holy Spirit, for he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. That means that God will make even your enemies to be at peace with you when you choose to do it God's way. They don't know why they're blessing you, but God knows why they're blessing you. See, God would do this for his children. See, we're talking about living in the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God is closer than we think. When we choose to walk in the joy, in the peace, in the righteousness of God, when we choose to do what's right, when everybody else is doing what's wrong, we are walking in the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit will never lead you to do anything wrong. Jesus said when he come, the comforter, the helper, the Holy Spirit, the Paracletos, when he come, he will guide you into all truth. And he will help you and show you things to come. Living in the kingdom of God. And if the kingdom of God is in you, you walk with such a faith that you know that God is always near you, that God is always in you. God is there. I like what Jesus told Peter over He was speaking to Peter over in Matthew, the 16th chapter. And when this was when Peter confessed Jesus Christ as Lord. And when he confessed him, Jesus told Peter in Matthew 16 and verse 19, he said, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven." Did you hear that, beloved? He told Peter that he's going to give him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now, Jesus didn't give Peter physical keys as we know keys to be, but he gave him spiritual keys. Spiritual keys to unlock heaven, to receive from the kingdom of God. If the kingdom of God is within you, if the kingdom of God is within me, how do we activate in that kingdom? Through righteousness, through peace, and through joy in the Holy Spirit. We operate in that kingdom through the Holy Spirit, following the ways of the Holy Spirit, and watching him guide us and lead us into all truth. When the kingdom of God is in us, if God's kingdom lives in you, then the kingdom of God is in you. I'm going to say that again. If God's kingdom lives in you, then the kingdom of God is in you. That means, beloved, if God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit lives in you, you have the kingdom of God. Why you have the kingdom of God, beloved? Because where God goes, his kingdom goes. I'm going to say that again. Because where God goes, north, south, east, or west, his kingdom goes. See, God's kingdom cannot be separated from him. There's no separation. Because where he goes, his kingdom goes. See, your faith got to see how Jesus was telling us that the kingdom of God is within us. Jesus demonstrated this power when he walked on the earth. Not only did he demonstrate it, but his disciples also demonstrated this. See, in the kingdom of God, there is power, my beloved brothers and sisters. There is whatever you need in the kingdom of God. Now, whatever you need, you ain't going to get it in doubt. You got to have faith. You got to have faith to realize. You got to have faith to know that the kingdom of God is in you. See? Glory be to God. If you don't know that the kingdom of God is in you, you're not going to have the faith that is needed. The kingdom of God is in you. God loves sharing. We talked about it earlier in this message. He's not a stingy God. Remember what Jesus told some of the ones he healed back in that day? He said, "Your faith has made you whole. Your faith did this." the faith that God has given you, that measure of faith, because you believe in the kingdom and what's in the kingdom, your faith activated that. I believe that's why the woman with the issue of blood said, but if I may just touch the hem of his garment. She knew she was touching God and his unlimited supply of whatever she needed. She probably heard about the miracles of the feeding of the 5,000. She probably heard about the blind man receiving his sight, or the lame walking, or the sick being healed of leprosy, or whatever it may have been. She heard. And because she heard, beloved, you see, she said, if I just may but touch the hem, just touch the hem. She knew she was being in the kingdom. She knew she was in a place where there was a limited supply. Remember, Jesus told Peter, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. He didn't say, I'm going to give you the keys to God. He said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom and how to access what's in the kingdom. And when we understand that the kingdom is within us and the kingdom can be operated from within, when this world's problem or situations come up against us, we're standing with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is here to protect us, provide for us, and to guide us. I'm going to say that again. The Holy Spirit is here to protect us, to provide for us, and to guide us. Because the Holy Spirit of the living God is operating in the kingdom of God. And he's in the kingdom, and he lives in us. That's why it's so very important that we quit listening to all this negativity and listening to the thoughts of the devil. Even when he's speaking through others, we have to be so in tune with the Holy Spirit, so in tune with what the Spirit is saying to us, that when the enemy comes at us, we don't agree with him, but we rebuke him. Now, this is the same Peter that Jesus was telling after he revealed that the Father had revealed to Peter that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus told him, I'm going to, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, that whatever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. This is the same Peter. A few verses later, when Jesus told them that he must go to the cross and die, Peter said, not so, Lord. And Jesus had to rebuke Peter. Get behind me, Satan, for you savor not the things of God. See, you got to be careful who's talking to you, and be careful not to agree with the devil, but agree with the word of God. When you're walking in the kingdom. See, Jesus was walking in the kingdom because he knew the kingdom of God was in him. Even though he was in a physical body manifest among other physical humans, but Jesus knew that the kingdom of God was in him greatly through the power of the Holy Spirit. And wherever God is, his kingdom is. Now, in God's kingdom, there is no lack. He's the God of abundance. He's the God of more than enough. In God's kingdom, there is no sickness. I am the God, he said, that healeth thee. See? When your faith is in the kingdom of God, what I'm trying to show you is that when your faith is in the kingdom of God, though it tarries, you still wait for it because your promise can manifest itself in your life. When you do not allow the material things and the physicalities of these things to be number one in your life, but you allow God to be number one in your life, these things that are second nature in your life will be dissolved by the kingdom of God. Because you're believing God to do something about them. You're not trying to take on that sickness by yourself. You're not even trying to take on the pain that sickness may be causing you. The Bible says, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. See, in the kingdom is a great big supply house. And in that supply house, there is no limitation. We used to sing a song many years ago, and the song was titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Things we're pertaining to the kingdom. Say, God got it. When we allow ourselves to trust our caring, loving Father, who shares everything he has. When we trust him, there is no good thing he will withhold from us. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Meditate on the kingdom being within you on this day. Meditate on a kingdom that's full of supplies and everything that you might be lacking in your life. Then I want you to meditate on how the faith that it might take to receive out of that kingdom. Remember, it's only a measure of faith that you need. It's a measure of faith that you need, but sometimes Satan will bring you an ounce of doubt. And that ounce of doubt will kill your measure of faith. Because he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Not 70%, not 90%, but you must come to God 100%. Without wavering, without doubting. Knowing that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Be like the Satyrian God, the captain God who came to Jesus. He was a Gentile, Roman Satyrian God. When he came to Jesus, he said, Lord, my servant lies home sick. He said, and he probably heard the story how Jesus was healing different people of that day. You know, one thing about news travel fast. We know it. Sometimes something could happen to you, and sometimes it will beat you back home. news can travel, and it travels fast. And he said, Lord, I'm a man under authority. See, he recognized that Jesus was one under authority. He recognized that Jesus was operating in a kingdom that had limited supply, that there was nothing that couldn't be done in the kingdom of Jesus. And he said, I'm a man under authority. I say to this, a soldier go, and he goes. And I say to this one, go do that, and he does that. And he said, and I don't need to go check and see if they do it. I already know they're going to do it because they listen to the orders of command. And he said, Lord, all you got to do is just speak the word only. I don't need you to go with me to my house, Lord. I'm not worthy that you should enter into my roof. Because you realize Jesus was a holy man. And he was a sinner. In other words, what he was doing before the Lord, he was repenting. I'm not even worthy that you should enter into my house for the things I have done. But he was asking the Lord for mercy. But Lord, if you just only just will speak the word, I know my servant shall be made whole. And Jesus said, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. See, when you know what the kingdom is and who is in the kingdom, and that the kingdom lives inside of you, all you got to do is that trust that whatever's in the kingdom you need is yours for the asking. It is yours. And don't let no devil, don't let no family member, don't let no stranger, don't let no co-worker, don't let no friend, don't let no one talk you out of your blessing. Because the kingdom of God has everything you need. Them some powerful words, Jesus said, take no thought of what you shall eat or the clothes that you shall wear. But don't even take no thought of life itself. But seek ye the kingdom of God. Seek God's kingdom. Seek God's way of doing things. And you're going to see all them other things going to be added to you. They're going to come to you. Because the Father already knows, like we read in the scripture, the Father already knows that you have need of these things. Living in the kingdom of God is closer than you think. Let your faith stay strong. You don't think God sees what's going on in our world today? Oh, he sees what's going on. This ain't catching him by surprise. You say, yeah, but my loved one has no longer here anymore. Well, I'm here to tell you, beloved. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, I'm going to ask you this simple question. Which place you think is more better? I'm going to let you answer that. To be in this earth or to be with the Lord? To be in this earth that's temporary or to be with the Lord who lives in eternity where there's no lack? Where there's no sickness, where there's no diseases, where there's no pain or sorrow. Or if some of those who have passed on could come back and share with us what they are experiencing, we will want to go with them right now. living in the kingdom of God is closer than you think. Live your life every day in the kingdom of God. Don't get caught up in this world, my blood brothers and my sisters. Don't get caught up in what you see. Don't get caught up in the things that's going on. Live your life every day in the kingdom of God. Seek God's kingdom first and let your faith rest and rely and trust in the kingdom of God. And God will supply everything you need. He will supply it. I said he will supply it. There's another song we used to sing that some of you may have heard on the radio. The song goes like, it says that I'd rather have Jesus, this is some of the lyrics out of the song, than silver or gold. The song say, no fame or fortune. I don't want to be famous. I don't need a fortune. No riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. See, what I'm trying to say is that Jesus should be the center and the controller of our hearts. Jesus should fill your heart. His Holy Spirit should be living inside of you at a greater capacity each and every day. And you should be earnestly seeking his ways, seeking how to live and walk after him. Love, brothers and sisters, living in the kingdom of God is closer than you think. Follow him today. Follow God's way. Follow the work of the Holy Spirit. Follow his will. And let him rule your life. Let his kingdom be in you. And you walk in that kingdom with righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Love, brothers and sisters, I pray today that something was said that has stirred your spirit, moved your faith, and put you on a path closer and walking stronger with the Lord. Today truly is a blessing. And it is a blessing that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God has given us this day. And if there is one out there that's listening to this message on today, that you don't know Jesus in the pardons of your sin, and that you would love to be living in the kingdom of God, you would love to experience that. You would love to even see it manifest in your life. You can get to know him today. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible said that if we confess the Lord Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So if you want to know Jesus today and the pardon of your sins, just repeat this simple prayer with me. Say, Father, I come now asking you to forgive me of all my sins and all of my shortcomings. I believe that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for my sins. And on the third day, you raised Jesus from the dead. And I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart. And I ask you now, Lord, to take over my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and teach me how to live in your kingdom. And I receive it now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And my beloved brothers and sisters, if you prayed that prayer with me today, remember that the angels in heaven, the Bible, the Gospel of Luke tells, are rejoicing over one sinner that repents. They're rejoicing over you today because you have made a choice to repent of your sin. And God heard your prayer. Now follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as he guides you and leads you through this life. Or however long you may have on this earth, you follow him and allow him to lead you and guide you. And he would do it, beloved brothers and sisters. Remember, living in the kingdom of God is closer than you think. Meditate on it. Let it be activated in your spirit and let it manifest in your life. Remember, your Father is a loving, caring, gracious Father, merciful in all his ways, and truly, he wants to live inside of you. Go in peace today, my brothers and my sisters, and may God's richest blessings be yours. We will be here again next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until that time, God bless you.